This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Rome today, aiming to further strengthen India-Italy bilateral relations across key sectors. The meeting focused on boosting cooperation in trade, investment, technology, defence, clean energy and strategic partnerships. Both leaders also discussed regional and global developments of mutual interest. The talks reflected the growing strategic partnership between India and Italy, with emphasis on expanding economic collaboration and people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi appreciated Italy's support for stronger India-Europe engagement and highlighted the importance of cooperation in emerging technologies, manufacturing and sustainable development. The leaders reaffirmed their commitment to deepen diplomatic and economic relations while enhancing collaboration on global challenges and security issues. Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with President Sergio Mattarella in Rome this afternoon. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi was accorded the Military Guard of Honour on the second day of his visit to Italy. Ahead of the meeting, Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said that on the first day of his visit to Italy, he met Prime Minister Meloni over dinner, followed by a visit to the iconic Colosseum. Mr. Modi reached Italy on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and UAE. Ties between India and Italy have expanded with unprecedented momentum in recent years and have now reached a decisive stage. In a joint article written by Prime Minister Modi and his Italian counterpart Meloni, the two leaders highlighted that relations between the two countries have evolved from a cordial friendship into a special strategic partnership rooted in the values of freedom, democracy and a shared vision for the future. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully completed the final development trials of the Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Launched Precision Guided Missile, or V-3, marking a significant achievement for the country's defence sector. The trial successfully demonstrated the missile's precision strike capability, reliability and effectiveness in varied combat scenarios. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO and termed it a strategic milestone achieved towards self-reliance in the defence sector. The Supreme Court today dismissed a petition challenging the centre's decision to undertake caste enumeration as part of the upcoming census, saying the issue falls within the policy domain of the government. The top court observed that the government needs to know the number of people belonging to backward classes to frame welfare measures for them. President Draupadi Murmu today said that to achieve the goal of a Viksit Bharat and take the society to the pinnacle of progress, officers will often have to move forward by striving against the tide. She said this after a group of IAS officers from the 2024 batch called on her at the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Severe heat wave has gripped northern and central India with temperatures breaching the 45 degree mark at several places. In Rajasthan, an orange alert has been issued for severe heat wave conditions in two districts, while a yellow alert has been issued in 14 districts. The scorching sun has affected normal life. In Punjab and Haryana, also an orange alert has been issued for the region. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions over northwest and central India during the week. According to IMD, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Uttarakhand for the next 4 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains today. Sensex rose 118 points to close at 75,318, while the Nifty added 41 points to settle at 23,659. And in IPL cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at the iconic Eden Gardens this evening at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets in a high-scoring match in Jaipur, keeping their playoff hopes alive. And that is the end of this news bulletin.